Okay, I'm joined by Jack Schenker in Cairo. What's the latest, Jack?
Well, Mohamed El Baradei, the reformist dissident who arrived in Cairo last night, has now just arrived in Giza, which is the part of Cairo to the west of the Nile, and he's praying at the Al-Istiqamah Mosque. As you probably know, the today's big protests are planned to begin after the prayers. He was when he arrived, he was surrounded by a throng of supporters and 10 times more riot police who have completely sealed off this area. There are plainclothes security officers, armored vehicles and water cannons parked all along the nearby streets. He's now at the mosque and they're praying. A number of people came up to me telling me why they had come down with El Baradei today to pray and what they were expecting from this afternoon's demonstrations. One man, a teacher from the Nile Delta town of Mansoura, said, "It's hunger and poverty that have brought us here. I want people to understand that we're not looking for an Islamic revolution. I know that the US and the European Union are fearful that Egypt will tip into an Islamic revolution, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for democracy and justice." And he went on to condemn Hillary Clinton's comments yesterday regarding just what a close ally Mubarak was to the American administration and how strong they believed his government was. He went on to say, sorry, I'm just reading this off my notes, "We want a citizens' government. El Baradei has come with an idea. We respect that idea. It's not just about one man, though. He has the middle ground between West and East." Other people were, beg your pardon, he also went on to say, "Even if the dogs could speak, they would tell you that they're fed up with Mubarak. We have to have change." So strong words from Mr. Farak Salah Mohammed, a teacher from Mansoura. He left here. He left his town at dawn this morning to be in Cairo in time to be with Dr. El Baradei and this afternoon's protests.
Give us an idea of the security presence there.
The security presence is very, very strong. The police came round here last night and told all the shopkeepers to shut up their shops today, and most of them have followed that directive. And a couple of hours ago, huge columns of riot police began firing in nearby streets. There are also plainclothes officers posted on every corner. The mosque is on the edge of a very big traffic junction, and there's a big kind of traffic flyover over the top. And underneath, the concrete columns underneath are being flanked by small platoons of riot police and plainclothes security officers who have been harassing journalists, trying to stop them speaking to local people. Once El Baradei arrived, he was immediately encircled, kettled basically, by a line of riot police. But there were hundreds of people with him. They sat down in the road because there was no room for them to get into the mosque. That's where El Baradei is sitting at the moment, praying. And security is looking on watchfully. The big question now is what happens when the prayers finish, which we're expecting to happen in about 20 minutes, and he gets up and presumably begins to march towards Tahrir Square in the center of Cairo, which is the rallying point for protesters today. If you have time, I could just tell you a couple more quotes from people at the scene. Some people have I spoke to a 21-year-old law student from Ain Shams University who was particularly keen to stress that though he was here to support El Baradei today, that this was a revolution being led by the people. And he said, "I'm here for Egypt, not for El Baradei." He went on to say that many people his age respected El Baradei for what he was doing and what he was saying in the international arena. But he said that there was no room for any dialogue with the current Mubarak regime. If you recall, last night when El Baradei arrived at Cairo airport, he said that he was still trying to reach out to the Mubarak regime, and he hoped that they could work together to manage this process of change in an orderly fashion. Now clearly a lot of the people on the ground, including the young gentleman I spoke to, completely reject that. For them there's no room for compromise, there's no room for any kind of accommodation with the current ruling elite. As someone else said to me last night, we have to recreate Tunisia here. That means Mubarak has to go, and that means that every member of the ruling NDP has to be purged from government. And that's the interesting thing now. There is clearly a bit of a disconnect between those protesters on the ground who are generally young, although we're seeing all ages and all classes down on the streets today, But those at the top, such as El-Baradei, who are speaking a slightly more cautious language and are still talking about dialogue, the young people are rejecting that. They want Mubarak gone, and the rest of the afternoon could go a long way to determining whether that will occur or not.
Okay, Jack, keep us posted, but stay safe. Thanks.
Great. Thanks a lot.